This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome back to the transfer special episode of Wentzamo Kings Meadow. Let's go straight into our strikers then, Jane. I'm going to say who have we got, but, you know, what superstars have we got should be a better way to put this.
So in attack, Emma can choose from Sam Kerr, who's 27, Fran Kirby, who's 27, Peniel Harder, who's 28, and Beth England, who's 27.
I'd say a heavily stacked area, you know, potentially the current World Player of the Year in Frank Kirby, you know, the last two winners in Kerr and Harder, the current Golden Boot winner for the WSL, our top scorer for the season before in Bethany England. Jane, you'd think this is the one position we're going to leave alone this summer, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think like this position and the goalkeeping position, I will be very shocked if we do get another attacker signed. There is obviously the rumours of Lauren James come in, which will, I don't see why we need another forward player when you've got them four and there's always one that is left on the bench for a game. So for us to try and rotate them four, bringing more players in that position is just going to make Emma's job harder.
Yeah, Rob, Jane mentioned obviously Lauren James. Yeah, there's rumours don't go away. Every time she posts she's coming down to London, obviously to see her family, people think she's signing for Chelsea. I was impressed by her during the game at Kings Meadow when she was on the left. I felt she could do a very good job in that role on 4-2-3-1. Do you think the age of the strikers are all 27 or 28, sort of looking for the future and maybe taking a bet that Lauren James is going to reach a similar level?
I think there's a couple of things with the Lauren James aspect of it. Firstly, she is without a doubt the best young English attacker to me, apart from maybe Everly Salmon at the moment. Number two, it is having spoken to people that know the fan player and the family very well, it is a location aspect thing. She wants to be closer to the family. And number three, it's a unique marketing opportunity for Chelsea to have two siblings playing for the club, being, top young players and going to become top players on both sides of it. She is herself, again, also a Chelsea fan. So I think, this one is likely to happen. From what I understand, it's now more of a case of the financial side of it and also United sorting out a replacement at their end. Whether it's the right move or not for the player, I'm not sure, because I think she needs regular minutes. But sort of time will sort of tell in that regard, I suppose. Again, Manchester United will have Alessia Russo back next season and they will hope she is, able to stay fit, because she's very, very, well-regarded and, again, may end up being the one that got away from a Chelsea perspective, potentially, in the future. But I think it then adds a ripple effect, because you then have to look at the other positions and say, OK, well, if you've got one coming in, you expect one to go out somewhere. There are, you know, rumours around Guro Wrighton, rumours around Beth England. I haven't seen anything around Erin Cuthbert, but I'm sure, you know, if she became available, there'd be clubs interested. I'm not suggesting that I think she would. I think she's probably, out of those two, the most stable. So to me, it's probably pointing to one of England or Wrighton leaving. I know Beth England wants to stay, but it's difficult. She has, however, got a long contract, and I know Sam Kerr still hasn't extended until further than the end of next season. So maybe the club can hedge the bets, see if Beth will go on loan for a year somewhere to play regular minutes and then have her ready to come back in if Sam Kerr, you know, isn't going to extend.
Yeah, we're going to sort of come back another day and do some sort of who's going to stay, who's going to go for the squad. Mia, I want to talk to you about Penilla Harder, who, as you said, last season signed to win Chelsea the Champions League. Obviously, that didn't quite happen. She had a couple of good chances, missed in the final. People were a bit upset with her, but, you know, do you feel there's more to come from her? And how does Emma Hayes get the more out of her?
Yeah, I mean, this is a topic that we are going to have different opinions on. And I think it's like this also. We have to remember that Magda and Pernille just signed a contract that is due in 2023. So it has nothing to do about them being happy at Chelsea or something like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they both left next summer, because they might want to try another league in another country. That's one aspect of it. But I know that since I've been seeing Pernille Harder play football since 2012, of course, no one has seen the best of her yet. And I think it's about, you know, coming in. This time she will have a full preseason with Chelsea. If she is a starter in a starting 11, which I would be very surprised if she wasn't, she's going to play from start this season to come. And that will probably sort things out. But I still am... I still agree with many of the opinions that I don't think that a 4-4-2 formation for Pernille Harder is the best way to get the best out of her. Just like I don't think that G is not a player that should play as a defensive midfielder in front of Jonna Andersson, because mm-hmm. we all have seen what that has led up to as well.
Out of interest, if Chelsea brought in another defensive midfielder and could play a 4-3-3, with two defensive midfielders, would you want Harder in the front three, or would you want her as the other midfielder in the roaming number 10 role?
No, in the front three, I think, 4-3-3. It depends also, because Chelsea, English football is not about that free role we are talking about. If you give a player, if you watch the Frauen Bundesliga or Primera Iberdrola, and even the Swedish league, where Pernille Harder really bounced off her career, that was a free role. She could do whatever she wanted. So talk about a free role, yeah. I don't know what a free role is in English football, because I think the culture and you know the history of English football is more structured. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because obviously Pernille Harder is intelligent and have been following Chelsea long enough to. But then we come down to this. I mean, we come back to this thing that happened in the two legs versus Wolfsburg and Bayern. Because then, I said it before those games as well, you have another chance to fix what was not right from the first leg to the second leg. But in a Champions League final, you don't have that chance. You have to. And then I can say, okay, is G a midfielder that should play to protect a fullback that we know isn't top level for that occasion. I think players and formation should be used in European top football, not necessarily in the WSL, because that it works, but in top level European football, you have to be able to change formations or use the players where they are at their best. Because Frank Kirby and Sam Kerr, I don't necessarily think that they were outstanding in the final of the Champions League, but they have been outstanding in the English League and in the Continental Cup.
Cheech.
JK, in all the years you've been following Chelsea, you hardly ever miss a match, home or away. But how would you feel if you couldn't be there and it's not on TV?
Oh, Cheech, I'd be bereft, inconsolable. The thought of missing my beloved Blue Boys live. It's all too much.
I know, JK, I know. It's all a bit too much, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, panic not. NordVPN have come to the rescue.
They have?
Yep, NordVPN allows us to watch any match, even if it's not on live TV here.
They do?
Yeah, they do. With just one click, they switch your virtual location to a country which is showing the match, and they act as your cyber bodyguard whilst online, protecting your personal data and sensitive info like card details and passwords.
Oh, wow, great. But yeah, I bet that'll cost me a fortune.
Actually, JK, it's only the price of a cup of coffee per month, and you can use your account across 6 devices. It's a bargain, JK, and best of all, no more tears for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, NordVPN. I'm so happy. I could cry. Where do I sign up, Ginge?
Well, to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Chelsea Fancast. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support the Chelsea Fancast. The link is in the podcast episode description box. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, I think you need almost two Chelsea teams, one for the WSL and then another one that you use, another mentality you use in European football.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think that's where we, at the moment, we're a bit behind Barcelona. In the Barcelona can afford to basically rotate two entire 11s. They've got an 11 that are plenty good enough to win the Spanish League. And I've said my opinion on the Spanish League before. It's still not changed. I think the lesser teams in the Spanish League are still worse than the lesser teams in WSL. But the top teams in the Spanish League, I think, are still on a par with, top sides, but they're still a long way behind Barcelona. In the same way in the French League, there is Lyon and PSG ahead of absolutely everyone else, and no one else is getting near them. And in WSL, I don't think we're ever going to be afforded that. I don't think we're ever going to see a spot where, say, us or City or Arsenal or United ever, surge ahead of everyone else because of the level of investment being so equal at all of the sides, or at least in theory, should be equal. I think, once we get to a point now, if we start looking at the side, I think you nowadays could say we've maybe got half of the squad, maybe three quarters of a squad where you could rotate it in into WSL and win most WSL games. But it's about having this final extra, if we bring in, as I said earlier, that world-class extra right-back option, which means you can push Charles into left-back and then as sort of the cover at left-back. And then you've got, Carter as a cover option. If you bring in that extra centre-back so that you can rest Magda and Millie if they need a break before a big game to stop injuries, if you've got that extra midfielder that you can bring in for the big games, it's about, for me now, bringing in the right quality around the squad rather than just padding it with players unnecessarily. Because if we really want to take a punt on a player, in my view, there's good good young players in the academy and they deserve a shot. Because so far, I will say, when I've watched Georgia Fox and Beaver Jones looks a bit raw, but you can see the quality is there. And Georgia Fox looks excellent. She looks like a really, really good player. What impresses me about Fox is she looks very composed on the ball and very calm, and that can only be a top asset in a young player.
Yeah, obviously they weren't mentioned in the squad list because they're not on Chelsea's squad list on the page, but they did play a part last season, largely due to the fact that there was no academy football for them, number one, and number two, you know, the squad, I believe, is short of depth to fill the bench. So, you know, as you know, was mentioned, you know, filling that squad out with squad players may be the role that the route they take. However, I think they do need to be a bit ruthless and say, you know, we love Sophie Ingle, but we need a better defensive midfielder. You know, we love the fullbacks, but, you know, as we see in the final, the quality was not there. So we need, you know, better quality there as well. But we'll see what Emma and Chelsea do. I think the investment's there for sure. Whether or not they get the right signings remains to be seen. But let's sort of give our dream signing and our realistic signing. And so, for example, if I had a dream signing, it would be Caroline Graham Hansen, because she's Caroline Graham Hansen, so she's a dream. Realistic, yeah, I think, is Bon Matty. I think she's going to be available. I think England's going to go to Barcelona from Wolfsburg. That potentially frees her up. I think it's between us and, is it Leon, that she's rumoured with? So we'll see. Jane, I'll come to you first, because you're first on the screen.
One player I'd like to see at Chelsea is Chloe Kelly. I just like the way she's like played at Man City. Obviously, she's picked up that injury. I was looking forward to her hoping to go to the Olympics to see how she got on there. Mm. So, yeah, I'd love to see her. And I think that could be a potential signing Chelsea do make in the future. I don't really know about another signing. I didn't really think about it.
See if it comes to you. We'll go to Mia.
Yeah, I'll have a think.
Yeah, a dream signing would be, I think, Mapi Leon from Barcelona, the centre back.
Yeah, that's who I was going to say as well.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that would be a dream signing. Realistically, I think that I don't think there is too many players available this summer, but I just say Bon Matty as well. I think it's realistically, like Rob said, that players will leave Barcelona because they have won it all and they want a new challenge.
Rob, we'll come to you. You've got to pick a different dream player, I'm sorry. But you can have the same realistic one if that's the case.
No, that's fine. I mean, the dream player in that case, then I'll go for Lena Oberdorf, because I think if you bring in Lena Oberdorf and you can keep her sort of happy at the club, you've got the sort of, I think, who will end up being the best defence midfielder in world football over the next 10 years. And it is the, again, I don't like drawing comparisons to the men's game, but it's the sort of thing where, if you're sort of looking at a player when Chelsea signed Kai Havertz last year, on the fact that it came a situation where he was available and the talent was known to be there, and although it was viewed they overpaid, you know, over time it's going to prove to be worth it. You know, with Oberdorf, I think you have to pay a lot of money at this moment in time, but I think you would either you move her on in a few years' time and you get a huge transfer fee for her, because I think that will, you know, only continue to inflate as well, or alternatively, you you have the top player in that position for X number of years. As for a realistic signing, I'll go for my Milo Tissier, sort of a good option, can play across the defence, is only going to get better, has had a stellar first sort of, you know, year in WSL, and has impressed as a very good defender in a side that don't necessarily keep the most clean sheets in Brighton. And I think if you have that and you put them alongside, you know, Magda Eriksson, that suddenly is going to be infinitely better for the player, and they're just going to gain confidence. And the age as well is on, you know, the side, so it's creating that long-term replacement as well.
Yeah, interesting choices. Jane, last chance. Emma's on the phone right now. I've got to tell her who you want to sign.
I can't think of anyone, like, off the top of my head. So I'm just going to have to say Chloe Kelly.
Okay. Fair enough, Emma. We're happy with that. Please bear in mind that today is Sunday, the 20th of June, 2021. So when you listen to this, it might not be that date anymore. And some players might have been sold, some players might have been signed that we haven't mentioned, or we've mentioned to sign and they sign somebody else. We don't have a crystal ball. If we did, we'd tell you everything that's going to happen, apart from the lottery numbers, which I'm going to keep to myself. Right, and I think that is all we've got time for this week. We'll be back next time, probably to look at the current Chelsea squad and decide which players we want to sell, which players we want to keep, which players we potentially want to loan. If you haven't signed up to our Patreon yet, then please do so. That's where you're going to hear all this content over the summer first, including a series of interviews this summer, which we'll give you the details of very, very soon. All that leaves me is to thank, you know, Jane. Always a pleasure. I'm excited to see who comes in this summer and what Chelsea do with their squad.
Yeah, it will definitely be interesting to see what signings we bring in, who goes out, and what Emma's sort of like starting 11 will be next season.
Yeah, and also what we do this summer. That's also very exciting. But
of exciting things to come.
Yeah, Mia, always a joy and a delight to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us and giving your insight into not just the Swedes, but, you know, European players in general.
Thank you.
And Rob,
I hope you don't freeze too much in England. Otherwise, you can always come to Sweden and get some summer heat.
If there was on the green list, I think we could make the flight, but they don't like us going abroad at the minute. Yeah, Rob, yeah, thank you so much. You definitely proved your worth over the course of the episode and got that contract extension for sure.
I'm delighted. Yeah, no, it's always good to sort of, you know, chew the fat and chat about it. And again, it's nice to know that when it was, I consider me to be an expert, when it was the fact that we both, you know, had the idea of the same dream signing, that to me is, you know, big, big credit. I can go to bed happy tonight.
Yeah, frame that and put it on the wall, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let us know sort of your dream players, the players you want to see Chelsea sign. You can do that on social media, mainly on Twitter. We're at Moking Meadow. I'm at D Mears. Jane is at Jane Chapel X. Mia is at Mia_Eriksson. And Rob is at RJP Journalism. We're also on Instagram at Winter at Kings Meadow. And don't forget, of course, if you want to hear this content first and foremost, you need to be on Patreon. Yeah, the details are going to be in the description for the episode. So make sure you check it out. Yeah, keep in touch. Let us know what you want to see Chelsea do. But until next time, from Kings Meadow to Wembley, keep that blue flag flying.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect! Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.